Yeah, wait just a moment. Wait a moment. Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a moment.
Little Ben, hello?
Hello?
Charlie? Yeah. Lyndon Johnson?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fine. I asked John McCone to go out and see Eisenhower today, and I want to see if you wouldn't go out and see Truman. Get you a jet star and get somebody from CIA to go with you and kind of brief him on what's going on generally over the country, and ask him get the budget bureau to give you the orders we've issued on the budget, and brief him on that, and ask him for any suggestions or recommendations he's got for the State of the Union. And if he's got any, we'd like to have him. If he hadn't, we'd like for him to know that we're paying attention to him and we love him and we respect him. And old man Hoover's got us studying the Hoover reports. Eisenhower's talking to us about this and that, and see if he's got anything he wants to tell us. And if so, you can come back before the State of the Union and we'll get it in there.
Yes, sir, I sure will.
And I'd take somebody, either take one of my White House aides, Tazewell Shepherd, or get somebody from CIA, tell him that I tell McCone, just call him, tell him you're calling at the president's request. Ask him to send his best man, General Carter, or somebody like that, go out there the next day or two, or go to New York, wherever he is. Tell him you don't want to bother him, but take 30, 40 minutes and bring him up to date. I have a great respect for him and admiration. I want him to know that I want to listen to him and so forth. Okay, we had a good meeting with Orville today, and he's on his way back, I think.
All right, sir. Well, I'll be very much interested in what he has to say.
Well, we'll go to town for you.
All right, sir. Well, thank you. I'll get after this right away.
Thank you.